This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to this virus and foster families. There are more than 400,000 children in foster care in the U.S., and stresses are high. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Swab.
Arnie Eby's wife, Donna, couldn't join our Zoom call because she was a little busy managing a household of 7 children.
She's keeping the kids at bay outside. You know, I'm sitting here right now looking out the window and they're jumping on the trampoline.
The couple has 4 adopted children and 3 foster kids. They also have 2 biological daughters in their 20s who no longer live at the family home in Hagerstown, Maryland.
It's managing chaos from the minute you get up till the minute you go to bed.
Evie's especially worried about the foster kids. They're siblings, ages 5, 7, and 9. And because of the pandemic, they haven't been able to visit their biological families, which he says is essential.
They need something that connects them to who they are and how they will make their way in the world. And think about it, for the last 90 days, we are their only world.
And it's not just foster families and children feeling the weight of the pandemic. Karen Petit at the National Foster Parent Association says the whole system has ground to a halt. The courts are backed up. Social workers can't safely enter homes to check on kids. And reports to state abuse hotlines are down, in some states as much as 50%.
The places where children are normally seen, like schools, daycare settings, are not currently in operation.
It means once the pandemic is over, a flood of children could enter foster care. And then the number could keep rising. Government data shows that after the Great Recession, the number of kids entering foster care rose for 5 years. Sherry Lockman at Foster America says the system couldn't handle it.
And as a result, as caseworkers were scrambling to find homes for foster kids, many children wound up sleeping in hotels or in their caseworkers' offices.
She says part of the increase was because of the opioid crisis, but she also attributes it to the recession, because with financial stress, child abuse and neglect rise. Also, to an overworked caseworker, poverty can look like neglect, even when it isn't.
So imagine going into a family's apartment and seeing mold on the walls, no food in the fridge, a 10-year-old child taking care of her infant sister because mom needs to go to work and can't access childcare.
Experts are already worried about having enough foster parents to take in extra kids in a post-pandemic recession because they need financial security to even think about becoming a foster parent. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.